The views and opinions of this program are those of its host and guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of 90.1 FM, KKFI, Midcoast Radio Project, or its staff and volunteers.
Joseph Jackson, welcome to Cowtown Conversations. That was Charlie Parker with Kansas City Blues, paying homage to Kansas City's roots of jazz. Cowtown Conversations is a public affairs show that talks about matters that impact people who live within the Kansas City metropolitan area. Today, our guest is Rose Rhodes, who works within the capital improvement section of Kansas City, Missouri's particularly PIAC projects. Good morning, Rose, and thank you for coming on Cowtown Conversations.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So, explain to our listeners, what is the Public Improvements Advisory Committee, PIAC, and what is the primary function of PIAC?
PIAC's primary function is to solicit citizen impact and recommendations regarding both the citywide and in-district portions of the capital budget. The PIAC's role is they're appointed by the council and the mayor for a two-year term, and they listen to what the citizens are saying they would like to have improved within their neighborhoods.
So you talked about a citywide, so there's two parts of actual PIAC, because I know a lot of people only think that there's one part of PIAC funding, which is the in-district. What kind of projects are put into citywide PIAC projects?
It's a good question. The citywide projects are your larger projects that impacts the whole city. For instance, and it has a large value, dollar value to it. A lot of these smaller projects goes into your neighborhood portions like curbs, sidewalks, lighting, and park improvements. The large roadways, your bridges, those type of projects are actually in your citywide.
So I know you talked about neighborhood projects. Being a former neighborhood leader, one of the things that we used to always do was we had a problem with curbs, sidewalks, also the tree trimming. Those are always things that we also put into the PIAC budget, but there was always more projects than was always PIAC money, so that was one thing that we always had to contend with. So it was kind of putting things on a schedule and putting in a couple of projects each year, those things we needed urgently. And then scheduling it, you know, next year we put in the next projects. How is PIAC funded? Because that's what people, does it come out of our municipal budget? How does it fund it?
The PIAC, the 1 cent sales tax dollars is what's used to make the improvements for PIAC. That is your sales tax dollars.
Okay, so it's part of our sales tax dollars that we can see at work back in our neighborhoods for, as you said, streets and sidewalks, lighting, curbs, those things that really impact a neighborhood and make a neighborhood a neighborhood. So can I use PIAC for things on my house? Is it for things like that? You know, residents may have a question, you know, is it for personal projects or is it only strictly for things that benefit the neighborhood and the community?
Your PIAC dollars can only be used for public infrastructure. So we cannot use it on private property or in your home for minor repairs and things of that nature. You cannot do your private driveway. It only has to do with public right away.
So I can do the sidewalk in front of my house. I can do the curbs in front of my house, but I can't do the driveway. I can't do the driveway going down my driveway, but I can do that front portion that connects to that.
Correct. You can do your drive approach only through the PIAC dollars.
So that's a different. So that saves you some money. So now with the new geo bond passing, how does that impact? Because I know a couple years ago, one of the mayors said when the Obama administration was giving out the free sidewalks, the city got over $1 billion in requests for sidewalks, because I know there's some places up north that don't have sidewalks. You know, how does that impact now with the new geo bond that's paying for that? So are residents still encouraged to put in for PIAC for sidewalks and curbs, and is that then transferred over? How is that being handled?
Yes. With the $800 million geo bond that passed in April, what we're doing is for your sidewalk portion of it, you can submit your application, as you did for the PIAC, in regular way. We would also transfer those spot repair works over to the Public Works Department so they can add it to their list. I should say, anyone who submitted a 311 Action Center request for sidewalk improvements, that list has gone to Public Works, and they're treating that like a backlog. So they're doing those sidewalks first through the geo bond. So, again, that spot repair is what you're doing. And also, with the council passing the ordinance, forgiving any assessments, so there's no assessments to this geo bond dollars, and they passed the sidewalk ordinance saying there's no assessments either for the PIAC site as well.
So that is one of the benefits of passing that, because in the past, they would come out and do the sidewalks in front of a resident's home, but you were responsible for 50% of that cost. And for those that are on limited or fixed income and some of our senior citizens, that could be a cost that would run into the thousands of dollars and could be difficult for them to absorb, and then they would end up paying that over 10 or 15 years in some cases.
Yes,
so
yes.
That is definitely something that is a – we may be paying $7 more per year in property taxes, but that's an added benefit that you can now turn around and get your sidewalks done for free. Because I can say that we had a resident on our block who put in for City PIAC. She put in for the spot repair, and finally she turned around and paid for it herself, and it was about $2,000 because – what a lot of people don't realize is that if somebody walks in front of your house and they fall on that cracked or chipped or buckled cement, you are held liable, and they can go against your homeowner's insurance policy. So it is to your best benefit to turn around and, you know, if you have that chipped, cracked, or buckled cement, to put in for a PIAC or call 311. So that now, since there's no cost to you, because the headache and hassle that you save may be one for yourself because if somebody was to trip and fall. Because I know we are under the – we're doing a settlement with the government over the ADA, and all of our sidewalks have to be ADA accessible. So if those are buckled, especially even though the city may have planted the trees and the trees have now grown and the roots are buckled – but they buckled the sidewalk, but it's still the homeowner's responsibility to ensure that prior to the geo bond, it was the homeowner's responsibility. So now that responsibility is going to shift back to the city with the passage of that geo bond. So if you have cracked, chipped, or buckled sidewalks, call 311 and let them know what is happening on your block so you can get that fixed as soon as possible at no cost. So how does the city get input from residents on what type of PIAC projects that they particularly want in their community, in their neighborhood?
There's a couple different avenues that they can go. They can contact their council persons directly, their offices. They can also go to the Public Improvements Advisory Committee, the in-district hearings. We've had a couple so far, June, the month of June. We're ending them now in district for July. We have one left in District 1, which is on July 20th at Shoal Creek Patrol, and that's at 6:30.
Okay.
The next one is on for District 6, their last one, is on Wednesday, July 26th at the Country Club Congregational Church, and that's also at 6 o'clock. And then the last hearing for the month of July is in District 3 for July 27th at the East Patrol at 6:30. So you can come to those hearings and you can give your input to the PIAC representatives who council has appointed, as well as councilors at these meetings as well.
And for those of you all that may live in District 1, your PIAC representatives, Paul Matsuda and Richard Sales. For those of you all who may live in District 2, the PIAC representatives are Nelsie Sweeney and Valerie McCall. And for those that live in the 3rd District, as I do, the PIAC representatives are Ryan Finley and Melissa Robinson. The PIAC representatives of District 4 are Jim Wanser and Jim McDonald. So the PIAC representatives for District 5 are Ruth Turner and Edward Bell II. And for District 6, there are Stacey Johnson Crosby and John Sharp. So if you can't get a hold of attending one of the meetings, contact your PIRC representative to ask them about the process and what you need to do for your project. Because one, you want to find out, is your project something that can be done under the PIAC before you actually take the time to fill out the application and turn it in? Because they may tell you that while it may be a good project, it may not be something that is capable, that it can be undertaken under the PIAC process. But there may be another project or another process out there that could take care of that. Because in case of a homeowner needing a roof, it's a minor home repair program. You know, there are paint programs that help people, that the city gives out free paint. It's not income based, so you know, you can go down and get free paint. They provide the paint, you just have to provide the labor. So, you know, if you've got a small house and a few friends, then you know, you can definitely look at asking them to come over on a Saturday and helping you knock out those code violations. So, you know, PIAC is a great program. So what do you know, you've contacted your representative, but now you find out that your project is too big for the in-district. How do you submit an application for the citywide project process?
When the request comes into our office and we see that it's actually too large for just in-district, we, the Capital Improvements Program, which is my office, we also forward your request over to the citywide side as well. So that way it's in both pools of funding that you're trying to get consideration for. We look at the cost estimate from the engineer, and that kind of tells us the value on it's way too high for the in-district, because they receive like $3.9 or $4 million per year for the in-district allocation. And that's a little too much money to not a lot of money to try and do a big, large, citywide $15 million project.
So what is kind of the cutoff for a in-district, a small project? Say if it's a $20,000 project, because I know it has to be spread among many neighborhoods. What do you kind of look at to sit and say, this project is a little bit too much for an in-district, that we need to move it over to a citywide?
Again, going to that $12 to $15 million or more project cost, the spread of the area is just way too large for one district to hold it, because it crosses multiple districts. And so I can mention the last 2 years, the PIAC reps have actually got together, and they allocated dollars from each district to try and make a project. In particular, the Kansas City Community Gardens, that was a project. That's citywide. You know, Starlight submits requests, that's a citywide project, not just District 5.
Okay, so it's kind of, I know the Bay was one of those huge projects that they turned around that was too big for the 6th District, but they turned around and put it into the citywide process, and it came from there. So the citywide hearings also, like there are in-district hearings?
Yes, there are citywide hearings as well that a citizen can attend as well, and they're in August. August 14th is at City Hall, and then we have one North, South, and Midtown. And I don't have those dates with me, but it's on the Capital Improvements website.
I actually have them.
Okay.
Friday, August 11th is going to be at the Committee Room, City Hall, 414 12th Street on the 10th floor. Tuesday, August 15th, Grace and Holy Trinity Episcopal Cathedral, 415 West 13th Street. That one's going to be from 6:30 to 8:30. The Wednesday, August 16th, Northland Neighborhoods Incorporated, 4420 Northeast Shoto. That's from 6:30 to 8:30. Thursday, August 17th, Hillcrest Community Center, 10401 Hillcrest Road, 6:30 to 8:30. So the majority of these meetings are always in the evening, with the exception of the City Hall meeting, which is 9:30 to 12 in the morning.
Correct.
So they want to make sure that if you do work, that you have the opportunity to be able to come to the meeting and express your project or what things that you may want to advocate for. It's a little bit just like going to the budget hearings, where you go and you get a few minutes to talk about your project, and you tell them, you know, how it will impact or benefit your community. You know, some of the past projects we did in our neighborhood was tree trimming. And then the next year, we follow tree trimming up with new lights.
Right.
Because it's, look at it this way. You're not trying to get everything done in 1 year because there's only a limited number of money that can be spent. So you get one project 1 year. You go out the next year and get another project. So there are many different projects that you can be done in your neighborhood. So it's a matter of sitting down with your neighbors and attending the neighborhood meeting or sending in some input and seeing what you see that really needs to be done in your neighborhoods. And I know the number one thing, if you live in the 3rd District, is curbs and sidewalks, because they're cracked and they're a safety hazard. But don't let the curbs and sidewalks be a liability to you. You know, we're going to pay the extra money for these geo bonds. Let the bonds relieve you of that liability, so now you're not having to pay for that cost of having those sidewalks put in. So what happens when a PIAC project is submitted and it's approved? What happens at that point?
Once it's approved, the mayor and the city council adopt the budget the fourth Thursday in March of every year. So in 2018, it's going to be the fourth Thursday there. My office then sent out a funded and not funded letter to use in April to let you know if it's your request got funded. Then it goes to the, once it's approved, it goes to the department. So then they assign a project manager to work on this project from design right away and into construction. In any time frame, you can always call my office to inquire on the status of your application as well as your project. And that's the good thing about these hearings. The staff engineers are also at these hearings, so you can even show up at a hearing and inquire about the status and what's going on with your project. You have a contact person then face-to-face.
Okay. Now, most important thing we haven't told people, what is the deadline to apply for a PIAC project for this year?
August 31st.
That's right. So you have a little over a month to go out and look at the curbs and sidewalks in your neighborhood and to see those that are buckled and to fill out a PIAC application. So where can they get that application?
You can go online. That is at www.kcmo.gov/PIAC for PIAC. You can contact my office at 816-513-8828. You can contact the 311 Action Center to have them send you an application as well. And again, I can mail it out to you, or I can email it to you, however it's easiest.
And you can also email PIAC@kcmo.org and ask them to email you out a form. So there are many different ways to contact City Hall and ask them to get out a form. There used to be a way online, I know, when the city changed over systems, where you could go in and look at previous PIACs that your neighborhood had submitted, those that had been unfunded. So it made it easy for you to keep track, because somebody else was already keeping track for you. You could see what had been funded, what had not been funded. So you could just basically go back. Is that system, is that part of the system still there?
No, that system is no longer there. We're trying to create a new one to put out there to make it simpler and easier for you. But at this particular time, you have to contact my office, and I can definitely give you that information.
So there you go, folks. You know, there is a way to track and keep. Yeah. And now you have to keep a copy of those previous PIACs, but you know, you can also contact the PIAC office and ask them for copies of that information, so you can find out which projects were there, which ones were funded, which ones were not funded, so you can continuously keep putting in those applications, because tree trimming is definitely one that you will go back a couple of different years and always keep going through.
Yeah.
But tree trimming, you have to be careful on, because what people may not know is the trees behind your house that are near the power lines are KCP&L's responsibility, and you can call KCP&L at 816-471-5275 and ask for tree trimming and vegetation, and they will come out and cut those trees. So any tree that is touching a power line, is a Kansas City Power and Light Company responsibility. They will come out and do so. That's not one that the city will do. And KCP&L has a special, has a number of special crews that come out and that they take care of that. So, you know, you don't have to, if you see a tree touching a power line or it's in your backyard, those are the ones that you call KCP&L. Don't put in a PIAC request for those. So is there anything else that anybody should know about they're thinking about putting in a PIAC request?
The question that comes up a lot of times is, how did we come to the allocations determination? The once in sales tax dollars is broken down by 50% is for your citywide piece, 35% is for your maintenance, and then 35% for your neighborhood piece, and then 15% is for your maintenance. From that 35% piece for the neighborhood portion, that's about $22 million that was allocated this year, and that's broken and divided by six districts.
Split by six, so each district gets the same amount of money, mm-hmm. so that there's no one district is superior to the other, except for citywide, which gets half the money, so... Mm-hmm. Folks, also remember that there's a second bigger pot of money out there that can get more projects. Now, let me ask this question. Okay. Is it possible for a neighborhood to get a project out of citywide and in district in the same year?
Yes. A lot of times, District 6 comes to mind for me when you brought up the Bay. That was a citywide project, but in district also allocated dollars to it as well, so that we can get the project going faster.
So... don't just think of it as one pot of money now. So think of it as two pots of money that you can definitely get, you know, something out of both pots. So as we're winding down, but let's take just a few quick minutes. As we look at the Geobond, there's a lot of things on here that are going to definitely, we're looking at a lot of curbs, a lot of sidewalks, a lot of sidewalk repair, you know. How did the city come up with this list of what items that they wanted to look at as far as being repaired? Was that from citizen complaints calling in the 311 or areas where they didn't have sidewalks already?
I believe so. They're going to have a GIS mapping out there online as well, so you can see exactly when your area or if your area is going to be impacted with this. They looked at the recommendations that came in from the Action Center. They looked at the department's list of where they went and inspected. That is how they came upon a list of where they needed to go first.
Okay. So definitely, as I've put out on Nextdoor for people to call the city if you have those cracks in sidewalks and let them know so you can get put on the list, because we're going to be paying this geobond for 20 years, so you'd rather get on the list sooner rather than later. So, you know, we always want to sit and say that, you know, sometimes they never come to certain communities, but, you know, you have to call and voice your concern with what's going on in your community, because, you know, the squeaky wheel is the one that gets the grease. And that is how things in City Hall operate, you know. It's kind of like you have a fire, you're going to put the fire out first. You know, you're not going to worry about how the fire got started, you're just putting the fire out, so... So, what is the most rewarding part when you tell a neighborhood that their PIAC has been approved for you when that project is finally built?
Oh, just to see the requester themselves. They often call back or email me to say, thank you. You know, I've submitted this for 10 years and it's never got done, but you told me no. Just keep trying it. And they did it and they see that the system does work. So, and then they go back and share with the neighbors, hey, this is how I got it done. And then they go and put in other requests for other things like lighting. Sometimes neighborhoods are not lit up well.
No, and then, you know, that's a safety concern that people definitely have to look at. That was one of our things that we looked at was lighting, but we have to remember when you do lighting, you have to do the trees. There's an order, there's a sequence of order of things that have to be done, and it's usually trees first, then the lighting, and then have to remember that usually you have to go back about 3 years later and redo the trees again because the trees do grow back. So that's the one thing that you have to look at and continuous. But PIAC is a good project. And it's a good use of our tax dollars that you can see in your neighborhood, on your block, and in your community tax dollars at work. So it's something that you have to fill out that form for, but you can also, as you say, you can call 311 and get a form. You can call your office, and can you repeat that number again?
That's 816-513-8828.
And you can also get a form at the PIAC hearings, you know, so you can call 311 and get that form. You can get it online, so there's many ways to get that form and to fill it out. You have until August 31st of this year to submit that PIAC request for it to be considered in this cycle. And if you are looking at sidewalks and curbs, definitely go ahead and submit them in. But then also make sure that you call 311 so you can double down, and whichever one gets done fastest and quickest, because we all want it done yesterday. We live in a microwave society, but we need to look at making sure we follow the processes with City Hall. It can be a bureaucracy sometimes, but if we follow the process, we can get what we were trying to get done and accomplished. Our community minute for this week is, as everyone living in Kansas City knows, we're under the heat advisory for dangerous heat and humidity. Please check on your elderly and disabled neighbors. If you can't contact them or reach them, call the police department at 234-5111 and ask them to go by and do a safety and welfare check to ensure that they're okay. They will do this for you. When I did a ride-along, we received a couple of community request checks to go out and check on people. So it's something that they will do and they're happy to do. If you see a child stuck in a car, please call 911. If you see an animal trapped in a car or without adequate water and shelter, please call 311 or 816-513-1313. Let's please look out for each other. If you know of an elderly or disabled resident that does not have air conditioning, contact Bishop Sullivan and ask them about Project Elder Cool. Their phone number is 816-231-0984. Or you can find them on the internet at bishopsullivan.org. If you need immediate relief, contact United Way at 211, and they can give you the number for cooling centers nearest your home. Remember, the city community centers can be used as cooling centers during regular business hours, libraries, the YMCA, and the Salvation Army. Also, the Center for Neighborhoods is having a fish fry today at the Anita Gorman for Neighborhood Leaders, and it's going to start at 5 p.m. The doors will open. The Anita Gorman Conservation Discovery Center is at 4750 Troost. So they're going to provide the fish, but they're just asking neighborhood leaders to bring a side dish. So please contact them at 816-235-6931 or email them at neighborhood@umkc.edu for questions you may have about this event. So it's a way for you to come out today and meet other neighborhood community leaders in your community. So I would like to thank our guest today, Rose Rhodes, for coming out to talk about the Public Improvement Advisory Committee PIAC process, and encouraging everyone to please fill out a form and request for something in their neighborhood. For Cowtown Conversations, I'm your host, Joseph Jackson. Please tune in next week when our guest will be Teresa Garza with the HERO program.